Basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with John Nixon and Randy Gatula.
Welcome back here to the North Star High School in Lincoln, Nebraska, where it's time for our second game of the afternoon. It will be the Fall City Sacred Heart Irish and the Maywood Hayes Center Wolves. Good afternoon. I'm John Nixon. Randy Gatula right here beside me. And, Randy, we're ready to go for our third game of the day we've seen here. We did the first one. Sterling came up on the short end of the scoreboard, unfortunately, this morning. But the Irish ready. They're looking for a state championship. They have been here 10 years in a row.
So they've got a pretty formidable opponent here in this first round, John. They're facing a Maywood Hayes Center team with a 24-2 identical record to that of the Irish. Now, they tried to downplay that out at Maywood, saying that they feel they play a softer schedule than Sacred Heart does. But the fact remains, these two teams have gone out and played 52 ball games, and they've only lost four between them, two each. So
yeah,
this should be a great matchup. We heard the name Widener a lot in our team earlier today. We're going to be right back calling that name again. This time it's going to be J.C. Widener, and she's also leading her team in scoring, just like the previous mentioned Ellison Widener, with 17.5 points a game. John, I just can't get used to the idea of doing state tournament basketball on a Wednesday. It don't feel right.
Yeah, I understand.
What was normally a three-day ordeal up here, or a three-day festival, I guess you'd call it, has been turned into a five-day situation because of COVID-19. They've spread the games out. We're going to be playing a lot of ball games at Pinnacle Bank Arena after today's round.
And what they're doing, people ask me, so, well, if I go to one game, can I stay for the other? I didn't know. Well, I know the answer. No, you can't. You have to leave. So they're playing a game, put her in the gym. You want to come see that next game, get paid again.
That's why they're spending 2.5 hours between games, because they want to clear the gym out completely. Also, you cannot buy a ticket here at the tournament. You have to buy your tickets online. So if you show up at the front door with your money in your hand, you can't get in. It doesn't work that way.
All right, before we get to this, let's see if I can find somebody to correct me if I'm wrong here. I'm going to count on some Southeast Consolidated people and some Auburn people. I'm going to go to a name you remember. Hayes Center, I did one of their games years ago at a state basketball tournament, and I believe the head coach out there that time was Mike Apple.
I think
he was a Southeast, and I think he went to Hayes Center.
Yeah,
from
Mike
there,
grew up across the street from me in Auburn. We were neighbors. So.
No, he didn't grow up the same time you did. Now,
he was growing
don't
up
tell
while
me
I,
that.
Let's say I lived across the street.
Okay,
from Mike,
I feel better. He's not as old as you are.
Right, there you go. There you go.
But that's the last time I saw a Hayes Center team was way back when, and I think he was coaching there and called me and said, hey, can you give us a speed of the game out this way? So it's been a while since we've seen Hayes Center.
Well, we've got state basketball coming up here in just a little bit. If you were listening earlier today at the game that we did, the Sterling Jets fell to Humphrey St. Francis, 73-41 was the score in that one. Also on the other side of this bracket, and the game completed a few minutes ago, it was Mullen defeating Exeter Milligan. The final there was Mullen 53 and Exeter Milligan 30. John Nixon had a chance to visit with Coach Luke Sando. We're going to have that conversation with Coach Sando right after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to live coverage of the Sacred Heart Irish at the state tournament on Sunny 101.3.
You might know that State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has great service. He is your good neighbor, after all. But did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates, too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Fall City. So call State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall at 402-245-4312 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A world leader in manufacturing equipment for air transportation, agricultural, and material handling industries, Fast Global Solutions is now hiring for day, night, and weekend shifts. Fast Global Solutions has openings in Auburn and Fall City. They are seeking welding, machinist, assembly, painter, and prep, material handling, and more. Apply today at fastsolutions.com/careers. Fast Global Solutions is an equal opportunity employer.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Spring is around the corner, and that means planting season for our local farmers. F&M Bank is here for farmers and their financing needs because we know growing crops is not cheap or easy. At F&M Bank, we offer good rates, and decisions are made quickly by lenders that know you and your operation. Come visit with Derek, Alex, or Rod to have a successful planting season. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to our pregame show. It's time to visit with State Hunter Coach Luke Santos. The Irish get ready for first game of the state tournament. Coach, we say this every year. You don't want to ever take it for granted, but 10 straight years of the state tournament. The girls they got back here again this year. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. You know, 10 years is pretty incredible. It never gets old, but it never gets easy, you know, and just with a year like this, you didn't know how things were going to go, and you know, we started in November when things were kind of a mess, and just to be here, you know, in March and to be here at North Star, it's unreal. You know, just happy for the girls to get this opportunity. They missed out, you know, on so much, but this is, you know, great for them.
We talked a week or so ago during one of the boys' games. We talked at halftime, and your team has really changed a lot from back in start of the season in December to now. It's really developed into quite a unit.
Yeah, and, you know, that night we were talking, it just seems like I was kind of worried. It's one of those things that, man, if we played our best basketball too soon, you know, we were really cooking in January, you know, and then we got to the conference tournament, you know, we just weren't quite as sharp, and, you know, and then Lourdes got us in that championship game. You know, Lourdes is obviously good, but we didn't play our best, we didn't think, you know, and then that next week, Weeping Water got us, you know, we went up there and didn't score the whole first quarter, you know, so... You know, that kind of gets you real and thinking, you know, about a lot of things. But, you know, we didn't panic. And I told the girls a story that, you know, that happened in 2017. We were undefeated. We got beaten at the conference championship by Dell, it was back then. And we went on to win the state championship. And then the same thing happened the next year. We were undefeated. And Fran got us. And we still went on to win the state championship. So, you know, everything's still in front of us. We just had to get back to fixing some things. And, you know, I really like how we looked Friday night, you know, that first half up there against Lawrence Nelson. I thought our energy was a lot better up there.
And you came through the season, really. Danielle got hurt early, but right now for your squad, it looks like everybody's really pretty healthy at this point.
Yeah, you know, we're not quite sure about Danielle, you know, that knee. But I don't know if it ever got to 100%, so she does her best with it. Just brace it up. And, I mean, she's a senior. She wanted to get back and go, so it's good to have her back in the lineup. We're a little worried about Delaney Witt. She got banged up over at Odell the other night and kind of tweaked her knee. So Jordan, our trainer, and Dave have been looking at her. But Delaney, she said she's going to go no matter what happens. So they've treated her a little bit. They put a sleeve on her. So she's bound to determine she's going to play.
All right, give us a quick scouting report on the Wolves of Maywood Hay Center.
Well, defensively, they're just kind of a pressure team. They have a 1-2-1-1 kind of diamond press that they start in and just get up and, you know, try to make it helter-skelter, and then they fall back. They're pretty much a man team, in-your-face, kind of pressure man. We saw a little bit in December where they played some zone, but since then it's pretty much been all man, so that's what we're expecting. And then on the offensive end, the Widener girl stands out. I mean, she's going to be an all-stater. She's averaging 18 or 19. But she does have a couple of helpers out there. There's the Bros girl, the point guard, that's pretty good, and there's the Hanson girl that can help as well. But we're going to give most of the attention to that Widener girl inside. Harrison's going to start on her, so we just all week have said, Harrison, you can't get in foul trouble. But she's just explosive and dynamic, so we're going to try and take her away and limit her. And then after that, it's going to be us. You know, can we score the ball against those guys?
Coach, with that, we'll let you go. Thanks for taking time, and good luck in the ball game today.
All right. Thank you, John.
We'll be back with more of a pregame show after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
CJ Foods and Lanny of Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska have joined together to form Alfea. They're a fast-growing company with multiple career opportunities available, with vision that includes significant production growth and new career opportunities in areas like packaging, maintenance, quality assurance, extrusion, warehousing, and shipping. Alfea offers full-time hours while working only 15 shifts a month. Alfea has opportunities available days and nights, with night shift receiving $3 an hour shift differential. If you're looking for a career with great potential for growth, visit the website, alfea.com.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Lincoln North Star High School. The Sacred Heart Irish and the Maywood Hay Center Wolves about to do battle here in the girls' Class D2 state tournament. John, let's move right to the starting lineups for this ball game. First of all, for the Maywood Wolves, they have an identical record to Sacred Heart. They are 24-2 on the year. They're coached by Coach Kimberly Stengel. They'll go with Kylie Hitmonic. Hitmonic is a 5'5 sophomore, averages 4.5 points per ball game. Ashlyn Brose, a 5'5 sophomore, averaging 10 points per game. Stevie Hansaker, 5'10 and a junior. Olivia Hansen, a 5'10 sophomore, she averages 11.5 points per ball game. J.C. Widener, their leading scorer, John, 17.5 points per game. She's 5'10 and a senior. And to round out their starting five, Alexis Wood, a 5'10 sophomore. Again, they are 24-2 on the year. Now, the starting lineup for the, wow, John, I just noticed those outfits. Look at this, black jerseys with fluorescent green.
You can see those, right?
I call it neon green, I guess. Yeah. I can see those. I like those girls. All right, Sacred Heart. Let's look at their starting lineup. Coached by head coach Luke Sando. As we said, same record, 24-2. They'll go with Rachel Magdans, a 5'10 junior, 10.5 points per ball game. Olivia Eichhoff, a sophomore at 5'8, 5.5 points per game. Jessica Wurtenberger, a 5'7 sophomore, 6.5 points per contest. Erin Vondersmith, the leading scorer, she's a junior at 5'10. She's averaging 16.3 points and 7 rebounds per contest. And Danielle Bippas, the lone senior on this entire team. Bippas, a 5'10 senior, averaging 3.1 points per ball game. That's the starting five for the Lady Irish of Sacred Heart. John, this is going to be a lot of fun. I look for a good basketball game here this afternoon. Maywood, we've got some friends out that direction that live in that part of the state. They feel pretty good about Sacred Heart's chances, having watched Maywood play, because of the two different levels of competition the schools have faced throughout the year. But as you and I have learned many times, when you get to Lincoln, throw out everything. Anything can happen. You don't know.
You don't know until you get here and you start the game. And sometimes it's obvious right away that that's the case. You just never know.
We've been surprised, though. You know, you think one part of the state maybe plays a little better basketball than the other, and then you find out maybe that wasn't true at all.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
So who knows?
For the on-starter, Delaney Wood's been scoring about 10, 11 points a game, Randy, here of late, coming off the bench for the Irish. She's one of the three-point shooters they've been counting on. Lauren Malone, 5'4 junior. She's been seeing a lot of action. And also Emma Littrell, will be into the game fairly early, a 5'8 junior. They've been seeing more of Macy Keller. And I really appreciate watching Danielle Bippis. The other night in the district final, I think it was, she didn't score a point, but she grabbed 4 or 5 rebounds. She played good defense, couple steals. You know, she just, as we used to call it, she does the dirty work for the Irish. And a very valuable player for Sig Hart, a lone senior on this team.
Yeah, Malitra was forced into the starting role there for a while when Bippis was out injured. And Malitra filled in admirably. She did a good job. You mentioned we see a lot of Malone and Witt off the bench. So Macy Keller, when she comes in, she's been effective late in the ball game when we've seen her get in. So this is more than the 5 starters by far here. He's got a pretty deep structure there on the floor.
I have never seen that color green on a uniform before.
No, but I like it.
Yeah.
We've seen too many schools with black jerseys that show up with purple numbers or something on them, and you can't read them. But these are a bright, fluorescent, neon green number, fairly good size. So that's very helpful here, especially the older we get, John.
Yeah, maybe that's part of the problem.
That might be. They introduce all of the non-starters as well as the starters, and that's what's taking place here now. Once your team reaches the state basketball tournament, it's only fitting that every single player get to hear their name called out over the public address system and get a chance to be introduced and come out onto the floor.
Apparently, there are a lot of people that didn't work past noon in Fall City today.
Yeah, good turnout, a big turnout for the Irish here today. John, if the Irish would be successful here this afternoon, the next round would be over at Cynical Bank Arena at 11:15 tomorrow morning. The winner of this game is going to face either Chambers, Wheeler Central, or Wynot. They play in the game following this in a 6:30 tip-off here at North Star. Again, that would be an 11:15 tip-off. And should that be the Irish, obviously we'll have it for you right here on Sunny 101.3. But a lot of wood to chop before we can talk
yes,
about
there
that
is.
Here, John. That's for sure.
Yes, there is.
How about those Huskers on Monday night? Wasn't that something? Impressive.
Get rid of your best player on Sunday or Monday and go out and win a game by a whole bunch of points.
I had Auburn friends coming by showing me scores on their cell phones while we were calling that Auburn game, and I'm looking at them like, are you pulling something on me here? Nebraska up by 30 on Rutgers? That was unbelievable.
Something you never know.
Finishing up the starting now introduction of the starters. Both teams being introduced. They're headed over to their respective benches. Our officials pick up the basketball here at the table, and we're about ready to get underway. It's going to be girls class D2 state tournament first round basketball action. Sacred Heart Irish, the Maywood Hayes Center Wolves. They come out to center circle, and to call the play-by-play for this first quarter is Sunny 101.3's John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. Ready to go. The Irish will be the home team on the scoreboard. Harrison Vonnerschmidt steps into that center circle. She'll jump it up against J.C. Widener. Both of them at 5'10", both junior to senior.
Interesting setup. Look how they're defending over here.
Yeah, Sarah Hurt will go right to left here. And Vonnerschmidt tips it over to Olivia Eichhoff, and it's stolen from her. Up the floor we go the other way quickly. Now to Olivia Hansen. Hansen will get it back out top to Widener. Sagan Hart's going to man up here eventually, get everybody in the right spot, and there we go. Now out on the left side, Bros with the basketball, hands it off to Hit Minnick. And now driving in, and they throw it up and nowhere near the basket, save inbounds there. And now a long two-pointer up on the rim, put up there, no good by Hansen. Offensive rebound, and now driving around, pushing in, shot up is no good by Widener. And the rebound again on the offensive end. And Danielle Bippis, there she goes. They had the offensive rebound. She dives in on the floor. Knocks, I think she got her foot out of bounds, didn't she?
But, John, you can't give them 5 shots down.
No.
That's what's happening.
Not at all. So the Irish on the defense again into Widener, swinging around the perimeter. Hit Monick. Gets it away. Now gets it right back. Drives it. Oh, did she travel? Yep, she did. So each team with a turnover now.
5 shots that time on that trip down court for the Wolves that come up empty-handed.
Inbounding for the Irish, Wurtenberger. Full court pressure. It's 1-on-4. Now it's ahead to Bippis, and she goes, pulls up, leaves the ball
Bonnerschmidt thought about it, didn't, but Wurtenberger will pull the trigger from 15 feet baseline, up no good. Rebound hit Monick. Up the floor on the left side, goes around Eichhoff, cut off. Out top of the basketball now, Wood. Wood inside, knocked away, stolen away. The steal by Olivia Eichhoff. Olivia Eichhoff in the backcourt against the press. Handles the ball well, up the floor with the left hand. Now pulls up, double team, throws to Bonnerschmidt. Turns into a three-on-two. Bippas drive, shoots, no. Rebound brought out of there by Widener. Widener will push on the left side. Now slow up and wait for help to Alexis Wood. Reset the offense out top. Hit Monick to the left side. Widener. Irish manned up defensively. Down in the left corner, driving the baseline and traveling the call against the Wolves.
We played nearly 2 minutes here. No score. 6:13 to play first period. Still a scoreless tie in the state tournament.
They'll guard the inbound. Olivia Hansen guarding Wurtenberger. Bounce pass into Eichhoff, and she had the ball knocked loose but got it back. Gets it front court. Wurtenberger. And now back to Eichhoff and lost the handle on it, but able to keep her dribble somehow. In the old days, that was a turnover. Back over Bonnerschmidt from 17, 18 feet up and good for the first two of the ball game for the Irish. To the front court comes Ashlyn Brose. Brose through the midcourt circle with the ball, working off the right side to Wood. Wood out there, passes the ball away. Now working the right side, Hansen into the middle, and another turnover. Number four, Bippas with the steal. Now to Magdy. I think it's the first time Rachel's had to bring the ball up the floor. Moving to the right side of the floor with it. Off to Vonderschmidt, beyond the three-point line. Now to Wurtenberger. Jessica works off to Bippas. Free throw circle, pulls up, looks, leaves it out to Vonderschmidt. Up for 2 points, no. Rebound brought down, handled by Alexis Wood. Wood out of there, up the floor on the right side. Brose knocked away by Vonderschmidt. That is probably the play that Luke Sandler doesn't want her trying to make and picking up a foul.
Did you see Hitmonic trying to play defense? She found out when Magdan brings the ball up before, that's a whole different breed of cat.
Yeah.
Magdan just kind of muscled right through her as she came up to try and stop her on bringing the ball up.
A lot more experience there and a lot more size. Bring the ball in. Ashlyn Brose with it over to the left side. Gets the ball to Widener. Widener to the top, gives the ball up there. Hitmonic driving the left side, dishes the ball to the corner, and it's Widener. Both feet on the three-point line, missed it. Long rebound on the offensive end again. Loose ball, and we're going to have traveling called against Maywood.
John, Sacred Heart's going to have to do a better job on the defensive boards here. They're giving the Wolves way too many opportunities and shots. They just haven't been able to hit any yet.
All right, Wurtenberger will trigger from the sideline. We'll look up the floor. Had Bippas, didn't see her. Now they throw it ahead. Wurtenberger ran into, knocked to the floor, and that's going to be on Widener. That will be the first foul of the ball game.
Obviously her first team foul.
Wurtenberger ready again. Bippas comes back to help out this time. Backcourt to Olivia Eichhoff, coming around the perimeter on the right sideline. In that corner we talked about earlier, the ball rolls to the backcourt, and that's over and back against the Irish.
Ashlyn Rose was giving Eichhoff static there, and they probably need to get the ball back into the hands of Magdan, bringing it up the court.
All right, near midcourt, the ball comes in now to Ashlyn Rose. Either team has substituted yet. Off the left side with it, Hansen. Hansen dribbles into the middle, taken away by Bippas. Oh, and a foul. Really?
Probably on Wurtenberger.
Yeah, it must be.
Yeah, the foul is going to be called on Jessica Wurtenberger. Her first team foul, number one of the half on the Irish. 4:28 to play, first quarter, still just 2-0. Sacred Heart on top.
Brose takes the inbound, passes to Widener down the right side, got a pick, and rolls to the hole, and we're tied at 2. Halfway through the first period, 4:10 to go as we come up the floor. Wurtenberger with it. Wurtenberger spinning around, looking, now gives the ball to Bippas, fakes, drives, leaves it off for Magdan. To Elizabeth, back out to Elizabeth, she's sitting down in front of me. Rachel with it, gives the ball off, and now here comes Wurtenberger into the paint, leaves it back for Bippas, and a long two is up and good for Danielle Bippas. They are up 4-2. Now to the front court with the basketball. Coming forward, Bros with it with a long shot up. No rebound. Vonnerschmidt kept it alive to Pippus. Back to Vonnerschmidt. Now to Magdans. Up ahead, 3-on-1 to Eichhoff in the paint. Up and off the glass. No, got her own rebound and got fouled on the second try.
Eichhoff's going to be at the line to shoot two here, John. We'll see which one of the defenders they put the foul on.
Through the first two rebounds for the Irish. That one on the defensive end and that one by Eichhoff.
No waiting. The foul's going to be on Ashlyn Bros, her first team foul, number two.
So Eichhoff at the free throw line. Up and off the back. No good. She'll get another one. Sacred Heart will bring in Lauren Malone, and also checking in will be Emma Littrell.
Wurtenberger and Bippus will set out.
Also got a sub in there. Stevie Hansager is in the ball game for the Wolves. Free throw is good. Eichhoff will come out, replaced now by Delaney Witt.
Hansager, another pretty good-sized girl. She's a 5'10 junior.
Well, off the floor of the basketball comes Kylie Hitmanic. Again, all of our games on the web at mscsports.net. Here's a ball knocked loose by the Irish. And now inside, Widener up, and she got pushed. The ball was knocked loose there by Witt. And a foul on Sacred Heart.
Going to be on Ari Vonderschmidt. On Ari, her first team foul, number two on the Irish. Widener will be at the line here shooting two shots.
Widener sets, fires, it's up, and it crawls in. Widener's first point of the ball game. She'll get a second one here. Checking in will be Alexis Wood again. She replaces Olivia Hansen. So
think,
Widener ready.
I think Widener had a field goal here a minute ago, John. She had the
I didn't write it down. They've only got 3 points.
Yeah, and that was Widener.
Bros, I had down.
Pretty sure Widener made that layup from the right. We'll check that later.
Yeah. All right, the ball's out of bounds, and it's going to be Magdans inbound on the sideline backcourt into Lauren Malone. Malone up the floor, nearly lost it. Now comes up the floor to the front court with the basketball. Drives in all the way to the hole, up and no good. Rebound. Vonnerschmidt put back is good. The rebound and the bucket for Vonnerschmidt, 7-3 now. Sacred Heart with the lead. Up the floor, Bros. Free throw circle. Off it goes, the right side. Now it's Bros. That was Hitmanic with it. She dribbles around, guarded there by Witt. Now they switch off. Now she's got Bros, and we've got a blocking foul. That's going to go on Witt, I believe.
Yeah, on Delaney, it'll be her first team foul, number three on the Irish. Clock down to 2:40 to play in the first quarter. Here at Lincoln North Star High School, the Irish up 7-3.
Bros will bring it into the right side, and the pass tipped, but it gets away out. And now right back it comes to Bros. Widener with it. Plays catch on the right side. Give the ball to Bros again. Handing it off in the corner. Right side, Hansen back out. Now we're going to try the left side. Hitmanic with it to the middle. But now off again to Hansen. Hansen passes it off. Moving right, now back into the middle of the floor. Malone knocked loose for a second, recovered. Hansen with it. Good defense by the Irish here. Over to Widener, and she had missed the catch. Ball's tipped out of bounds. Sacred Heart basketball.
That was a pretty good defensive effort there by the Irish that trip down the court. They made them work hard, and they came away without getting a shot.
Scrappy. Scrappy defense. 2:04 to go in the first. Irish by four, backcourt to Delaney Witt, coming up the floor with it, bends off with the right arm, dishes it down to Littrell on the left wing, back out to Magdans. Rachel moving to the right side, down the lane she goes, lost it on the way up because she got fouled, will go to the line to shoot a pair.
Magdans shooting two for the Irish, let's see who they put this one on. Foul is going to be on Cindy Hansaker. On Hansaker, her first personal team foul, number three now. On the Wolves.
Magdans, first free throw up and good. 8-3, Sacred Heart.
There's Alexis Wood back into the lineup now for the Wolves. Wood checks in, replacing Olivia Hansen.
Ready, free throw up, rattles, won't go, but the rebound finds its way out to Vonnerschmidt on the right side, back to Magdans.
She'll hand it to Ari Vonderschmidt, top of the key, left side Witt, thought about it, loaded it up, and got called for traveling with the fourth Irish turnover of the period. A minute 39 to play now here in the first quarter, 8-3, Irish up by 5. So far in D2, this is about the closest game we've had.
Yeah.
It's been a couple of blowouts in the early games. Coming up the floor on the right side with it, it'll be Hansen. Hansen to Widener, swinging around the left side to Bros, and they go underneath now with it to Hansen again. She'll dish it off, and no shot. Foul before the shot on the Irish. 11, Malone. Lauren Malone picks up her first personal, and team foul number 4 on Sacred Heart. Vonderschmidt will get a breather here the rest of the quarter. Back in is Pippas, lob the ball into the top to Bros. Passes right side, Widener, cut off there by Littrell. Back out, and they hook the ball underneath, blocked by Magdans on the shot, put up by Bros. And the ball to the Wolves, missed the follow shot, and another offensive rebound. Pitmonic with the ball, right side, Widener. Widener looks to the top with the basketball to Hansen.
With the number of shots the Irish have let him take, it's a wonder they've only got 3 points
yes.
there.
Here's a three-point shot, way too strong. Rebound brought down by Magdans. Magdans will come up the floor, being shouldered to the sideline with 48 seconds to go. Coach Luke Sando yelling out directions. And Magdans rolls from the left to the right side, floats it with the right hand into the hole off the backboard. 10-3, Sacred Heart, 35 seconds to go. And now hand the ball. Well, Wood, that was a pass from a foot and a half. Almost threw it away. Inside, Widener, guarded by Bippas, forces it up and forces it in. And that will be two more for Widener. And now Malone, inbound with 15 seconds, gets it ahead to Witt, coming up the floor, 3-on-2. Driving, nearly knocked away. She's going to wait, now stopped in the corner. And her pass is going to go backcourt with 4.8 seconds to go.
Well, that's unfortunate. The Irish had a chance to play for a final shot there, John, with a 5-point lead. And now it's the Wolves with that opportunity.
Little indecision there. Olivia Eichhoff just made a great play. She stood out of bounds right next to her. He said, here, I'll throw an in, sir. Good try.
Almost got away.
Good try. Magdans will sit down.
Irish need to stop here.
Witt will sit down. Inbounding is Hansen. Get it in. And from the volleyball line, not even close as time runs out in the first quarter. Sacred Heart 10, Maywood Hayes Center 5 after 1. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now they are reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders, completely redesigned from the ground up. R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Designed to tackle everything from your everyday work to your toughest challenges, R-Series is the revolution your work demands. Experienced unmatched power and performances firsthand. Call MERS Farm Equipment in Falls City to learn more today. That's MERS Farm Equipment in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
10-5 Sacred Heart after one quarter here. They didn't score any pretty points in that first quarter, Randy Gatula, but they got enough to get a lead. We'll see what they do in second quarter action.
Well, John, the thing I saw, the Irish are going to have to do a better job on the defensive boards. They let Maywood get way too many second, third, and fourth chances there. All right, here we go. Second quarter action into the fourth quarter. Iceland Bros. Bros. Gives it up top. Widener, long three for Widener, up and off, no good. Rebound, Danielle Bippas. Outlet pass to Magdans. Magdans down court for the basketball. Inside the paint. Tries to take it all the way in. Fouled. You know, Rachel just going to take it right at him, isn't she?
That foul will go on Hitmanic. Hitmanic, excuse me, her first. Team foul number 4. She was shouldered all the way up the floor and then got grabbed by the wrist from behind on the shot.
Magdans, 1 out of 2 from the line so far this afternoon, has 3 points. The first of two is up and good. Rachel's now hit 2 out of 3, has 4 points in the ballgame. We'll have the second shot coming here. 11-5. The lead is 6 right now for the Irish. Second free throw on the way. It's up, and it is in and out of there. Wouldn't go. Rebound brought down by Olivia Hanson. Hanson, outlet pass to the near side. Ashlyn Rose. Rose at the top of the circle. Works to the right wing. Big collision on the pick. Long three from the right side. In and out of there. Rebound, Magdance. Oh, Magdance has got drills down court. It comes down to Eichhoff. Eichhoff pulls up for a short jumper. Got it partially blocked. Sacred Heart lost an opportunity there, John. The other direction in a hurry is Widener. Widener kicks it out to the right side. Hanson, she travels, and it'll give the ball back to the Sacred Heart Irish.
Do you sense a little indecision on the offensive end by the Irish? They get down there, and they, well, do I go ahead and shoot, or do I wait for it? But that's happened two or three times here early.
Yeah. Take a little inbound pass to Bippus. Bippus and Vondersmith are down 2-on-2. They give it out on the right side, back to Eichhoff. Olivia Eichhoff at the free throw line, works to the left side of the lane. Wants to give it up there to Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger finds Bippus. Bippus, lob pass inside. Going up with a shot. Vondersmith, whistle and a foul, and we're going to have Harry Vondersmith at the line where she'll be shooting two shots.
Widener blocked, but they put the foul on Hitmonic, her second foul, team foul number 5.
So at the free throw line will be Harry Vondersmith. Harry has 4 points so far today on a pair of field goals. Here shooting 2. The left-handed free throw shooter puts the first one up and good. She's now got 5. And that's the Irish's biggest lead of the ball game now, up by 7.
I just turned over a page. She just set a new school record for career free throws made with her 227th career free throw.
And she just broke that record with a second one. 13-5, an 8-point lead, biggest lead yet for the Irish. Up by 8, 6:58 to play here in the first half. Widener with the basketball, tries to drive on Vondersmith, can't get in there. Boy, they triple-teamed her. Did you see that? Vondersmith tips them all away, knocks it out of bounds. They were trying to feed to Widener. Widener's their leading scorer, John, 17.5 points per game. Obviously, they're trying to get the ball into her hands, and the Irish just aren't allowing that. All right, they'll trigger it in baseline, left side under their own basket. Top of the key, comes up to Ashlyn Brose. She launches a long three, misses everything, save from going out of bounds, but no, they're going to say she stepped on the baseline. And it'll be Sacred Heart's basketball.
It turned into a 3-point shooting contest. I'm taking the Irish.
Yeah, we'll see. 6:44 to play first half. 13-5. The lead is 8. Inbound the pass. Magdans down court. Here's Eichhoff. Eichhoff and Memphis 2-on-1. To Memphis driving layup. Up. Oh, couldn't get the lay-in. Missed the left-handed layup from the left side and now back the other direction down court. Comes Hanson, driving layup up off, no good. Whistle foul going to be called on Magdance.
Well, if you're going to use up a foul, that's a good place to use it and make sure she doesn't make the shot.
That's for sure. That's going to put Widener at the free throw line. Widener is 1 out of 1 from the line, has all 5 of the points by my book. We're not sure, but Widener at the line here, shooting 2 for the Wolves. 13-5, Irish up by 8. Free throw on the way up and off, no good. 6:32 to play in the first half. We're live from Lincoln North Star High School out in the area, 27th and Folkways, North 27th Street. Widener's second free throw is on the way. It's up. This one is good. She hits 1 out of 2. She's made 2 out of 3. I've got her with 6 points, 13-6. The lead is now down to 7. In backcourt, Wurtenberger gets it across Magdans. Long downcourt. Eichhoff works to the right side of the lane, decides to back it out onto the right wing and reset the offense. Gets a pick set by Bippus. Now all the way goes Eichhoff. Shot is blocked. Ooh. What do we got? Huh, I thought we had maybe a foul on the shot.
I did too. He called traveling.
Boy.
Referee out in their mid-court called it. I didn't see what
turnover
he called.
Gives the ball back to the Wolves, trailing 13-6, 7-point Irish lead, 6:09 to play in the first half. Inside the paint, no place to go there. They come back to Hanson. Olivia Hanson holds the ball, guarded there by Wurtenberger. Pass underneath Widener, shot is up, and got it. Widener got in behind Vondersmith, got the pass to her. Now pass down court to Vondersmith. Right side, Eichhoff, there's Bippus again. Eichhoff and Bippus had that 2-on-1 fast break. Eichhoff, jump shot, right side up, off, no good. Irish can't get the ball to fall now.
They need a confidence booster to get one to go.
Coming up with a cold streak underneath the basket. Reverse lay-in, up, off, no good. Bippus there for the rebound. Bippus, outlet pass. They get it out, down court. Comes Magdans with a basketball. Vondersmith ahead of her. Magdans driving lay-in, up, no. Rebound, Vondersmith, follow shot, no. Rebound, Vondersmith, follow shot, no. Rebound, Wurtenberger, follow shot, can't get it. John, how many times can you put the ball up? Eventually, you think it'd fall in the hole, wouldn't you?
At least 4.
Wurtenberger's going to be at the line to shoot 2 shots. for the Irish. I didn't see who they got for the foul, John.
42, the foul is on Alexis Wood, her first team foul number 6.
Wurtenberger at the line, shooting 2 shots. The first one is up and off, no good.
Jessica Wurtenberger has not scored this afternoon. She'll have another attempt coming here. Both the 10s checked in, Randy. Kylie Hitmonic coming back in for Maywood, and it'll be Delaney Witt back in for the Irish.
Wurtenberger ready for her second free throw attempt. It's on the way. This one's up and good. Jessica Wurtenberger makes 1 out of 2, and the lead is back to 6 at 14-8 now with 5:17 to play here in the first half, a 6-point Irish lead. On the left wing, handling it is Hansen, that's Hansaker with the ball. Underneath the Hansaker in traffic, shot is up and good. They found Hansaker on the baseline left side. She has her first 2 points, and now it's a 4-point basketball game, 14-10. Irish led it by 8 momentarily. They were up by 13-5, almost dribbling the ball away from Wurtenberger. She's in traffic, needs some help. Top of the key, there's Wick for a long 3 that doesn't go, but Wurtenberger there for the rebound. Try for a follow shot. Put back up, off. Rebound, or foul rather, is going to be called on the Wolves. We're going to put Wurtenberger right back to the line, John.
I believe Hansen, 23.
That's what I saw.
Yep. Hit her first, team foul number 7.
All right, Irish at the line, shooting 2, Wurtenberger. She is 1 out of 2 so far. This one's up and good. Jessica Wurtenberger now made 2 out of 3 from the line. She'll have another shot coming. Back in is Alexis Wood onto the floor. Those bright green neon numbers on the black jerseys, I love them. Wurtenberger's second shot is up and good. She's 3 out of 4 from the line. Timeout taken on the floor. 4:44 to play in the first half. 16-10, Irish up by 6. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Our sole purpose here at the bank is to share our financial knowledge with you so that we can help you grow. Whether it's a savings account, a new home, business and personal loans, or to help finance your children's education, we're here for you. We're an equal housing lender. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, John Nixon, back with you at Lincoln North Star High School. 4:43 to play in the first half. Sacred Heart up 16-10. The Wolves of Maywood with the basketball. Oh, Bippa's almost got a steal. Tried to knock it away from Hansaker. Now the ball is knocked loose. And wait a minute. Going to have a foul call.
Are you going to call that on Wurtenberger, her second? And team foul number 6.
All right, the ball belongs to the Wolves. They'll play it in under their own basket on the left side of the backboard, lob it up top. With the ball, that's Hitmonic. Hitmonic gets into traffic up top. Widener, long 3 for Widener, up off no good. Vondersmith clears the defensive board out of there. And that's what we have more out of the Irish, John, is one and done here on these shots. They've been given third and fourth opportunities on pass trips down the floor. Here come the Irish. Bippas at the free throw line. On the right side, gives it back to Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger backs it out onto the right wing. Now works the left-handed dribble. Top of the key for 3. Off, no good. Ball goes down to Widener. Widener down court. Wurtenberger is back on defense. Widener takes it right at her. Kicks it to the corner. Hansaker. Long 2 is up. Bounces around and got it. Hansaker got 3 bounces there and got the roll. 16-12. The lead is back down to 4 now. 3:45 to play first half. With the ball, Magdance inside the paint, goes to the right side of the lane for the lay-in. Oh, they're going to take the travel.
Kind of got a little extra bunny step in there before that shot. Off the bench for the Irish, back in Olivia Eichhoff coming in for Wurtenberger.
So the Wolves now within 4, a chance to close it up with this possession. 3:39 to play. Sacred Heart has led by as much as 8 at one point. I believe at 13-5, wasn't John, if memory serves me correctly. Hansaker feeds it up to Widener, top of the key. She's lost her dribble and needs help. Widener puts it inside the paint to the right side to Bros. Ashlyn Bros right back to Widener in the paint, driving lay-in. Widener, no. Kicked around. Vondersmith fighting for the rebound. Picked up inside. Bros, top of the key. Handling it is Hitmonic, and she travels. Boy, Vondersmith working hard in there. She had 3 defenders. They had her surrounded. 3 defenders all around her. Now Bippas will set down, and Lauren Malone checks back in. 3:13 to play here in the first half. They're going to come up with a little one-man press. Inbound the ball. Magdans. Magdans, long down court pass. Finds Eichhoff in fourth court on the right side. Eichhoff with the dribble. Left-handed dribble. Comes over toward the between the rings at the top of the circle. Kicks it to the left side to Witt. Delaney Witt. Had an open look. Lob pass inside to Vondersmith. She's stripped. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Alexis Wood.
Wood will pick up her... Where is that?
Yeah, I've got her as her second, I think.
Where she is, number two.
So at the free throw line will be Harry Wondersmith. She's 2 for 2 from the line this evening. Has 6 points. First of two is up. It's good. The left-hand throw shooter puts that one down. She's a perfect 3 for 3. Has 7 points. The Irish lead is back up to 5 now. It's 17-12 with 2:56 left to play in the first half. Vondersmith, second free throw is up. It's good also. Harry Vondersmith, a perfect 4 for 4 from the line, has 8 points.
Irish have more points at the line than they do from the field.
Wow. With the basketball is Hitmonic. Hitmonic gives it off to Bros, Ashland Bros. Out of the left side, that's Hansaker. Hansaker tries to put a shot up. Coming down with it. Underneath is Widener in traffic. Her shot is up and good. Nice play by J.C. Widener in traffic. The lead is back to 4, 18-14. 2.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Olivia Eichhoff almost has the ball taken away and a ball for a double dribble. They've really given Eichhoff a rough time here this afternoon.
And she handles the ball well, too.
Yeah. Cora Malone comes in replacing Olivia Eichhoff now for Sacred Heart. She'll take a breather. Malone, good little ball handler herself. She'll check into the contest.
And turnovers even at 8 apiece.
Hit Monik on the dribble into forecourt. To the right wing, Widener. Widener guarded out here by Vondersmith. Vondersmith's done a pretty good job on Widener, but once in a while she just gets away from him. Here she comes. In the paint, Widener kicks it up top. Hansaker. On the left side is Hansaker. Ball knocked away by Malone. Loose ball grabbed by Hitmonic. Hitmonic dribbles to the right side of the lane. Tries to go up with a shot. She'll be fouled, and they're going to put Hitmonic at the line, but she'll be shooting 2 shots for the Wolves.
Team foul, or second foul on Lauren Malone. That is the 7th team foul on the Irish here.
At the line, shooting 2 shots will be Kylie Hitmonic. She has not scored yet this afternoon. This free throw is up, and it is short. Hitmonic averages 4.4 points per ball game on the season for the Wolves. Here she'll have a second free throw opportunity to try and pull her team within 3. Kylie Hitmonic, second shot is up, and it's off, also no good. And there for the rebound is Vondersmith. Down court pass. Oh, they throw it back up court the other direction. The Magdans. Magdans across the timeline. Left side, Malone. Long pass in, looking for Vondersmith. And there with the steal was Widener. Now Widener comes down court. Her team down by 4. Widener spin move in the paint. Shot is up and good. J.C. Widener just keeps pouring him in. He's got 12. And
2 points.
Magdans, 2-point contest, 18-16. Sacred Heart has seen that 8-point lead wither away to 2. A minute 23 to go in the first half. Now Magdans works inside the paint. Kicks it out to the right side. There's Witt. Witt goes in with a shot off the glass. Wait a minute, a foul. And we're going to put Delaney Witt at the line where she'll be shooting 2 shots for the Irish.
Did you get that feeling just for a second you're going to call traveling?
Yeah, I did.
Foul will go on Bros. That's going to be her second foul.
I didn't want to say anything, but I thought
that's what I thought he was going to call.
Yeah, here we go at the line. Delaney Witt shooting 2. First foul, shooting 1 and 1. Shot is up and off, no good. Witt couldn't get it on the 1 and 1. Down court, here's Widener. Widener in the corner, right side. Here's a pass up to Olivia Hansen. Ball tipped away and stolen by Magdans. 1 minute to play here in the first half. Long down court pass to Witt. Witt works into traffic. Goes to Vondersmith in the paint. Her shot off the glass is up and off. No good. Rebound, Littrell. Follow shot. Put back up and good. What a job by Emma Littrell battling with 2 defenders to come down with that offensive board and got the put back to put the Irish back up by 4. 20-16. 40 seconds to go in the first half. Left side, Hansaker. Traveling's going to be called. A turnover. The Irish are going to have a chance to come down and perhaps play for 1 shot with a 4-point lead in the bucket here right now. 38 seconds to go, first half.
Back in comes Wurtenberger for the Irish. Malone will sit down.
All right, inbounding the ball will be Delaney Witt on the far side and backboard against some pressure. gets it into Magdance. Hit Monty, falls to the floor. That's always easier to pass it in if you're falling and falls down. Across the line, into forecourt, Magdance gives it to Witt. We're down to 26 seconds to go. Now at the top of the key, Wurtenberger holds the ball between the rings to the right side, Emma Littrell. Littrell to the near side, finds Magdance, down to 15 seconds to go. Irish are up by four here, 20-16. Magdance works against Hitmonte. 10 seconds. Magdance, right side of the lane, in the paint, driving, floater off the glass. No! Rebound, brought down, kicked out. Went with a floater, the step at the buzzer, and it won't go. At the half, the Sacred Heart Irish lead the Wolves of Maywood Hayes Center 20-16, our halftime score. We'll step aside and take a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Farm Bureau Financial Services halftime report right after this 2-minute break. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic's extended hours, starting at 7 a.m.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Lincoln North Star High School. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish leading the Maywood Wolves 20-16, a 4-point Irish lead. And it's time now for the Farm Bureau Financial Services halftime report. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect in Auburn, or visit with Weston Witt in Fall City. Here to break down all the first half numbers for you is John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. This won't take long for Maywood. J.C. Widener, 12. Stevie Hansager, 4. That's it. To 16. Just the two players have scored. They are 2 out of 6 at the free throw line in the first half of this ball game. Maywood Hayes Center with 16. They scored 11 in quarter number 2. They have Kylie Hitmonic with 2 fouls, Ashlyn Brose with 2 fouls, and Alexis Wood with 2 fouls in the first half. For the Irish in the ball game, it is Harrison Vonderschmidt. I've got her at 8 points, 2 points for Danielle Bippis, 2 for Emma Littrell, 3 points for Jessica Wurtenberger, 1 for Olivia Eichhoff, and 4 for Rachel Magdance. Sagan Hart has half of their points in this first half at the free throw line, where they are 10 for 18 in the first half. Compared to Maywood Hayes Center, they are just 2 for 6 in the first half at the charity stripe. For the Irish, Lauren Malone and Jessica Wurtenberger with 2 fouls apiece in the first half. The turnovers in the first half, I had 9 for the Irish, and I had 11 for Maywood Hayes Center in the first half of this ball game, and that leaves us with a halftime score of Sacred Heart 20 and Maywood Hayes Center 16, Randy.
All right. help if I turn the microphone on here. We're going to step aside and take a two-minute break here and send it back to Scott Cox, our producer-engineer. He'll give you a little update on that beautiful weather forecast outside and another 2 minutes of important information from our sponsors, and then we'll be back with second-half action. That's coming up right here on Sunny 101.3.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBX Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sapp Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Sapp Brothers of Falls City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Sapp Brothers of Falls City with mom-approved bathrooms.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Jake Pozesinski with your weather for the tri-state area. Clear skies for the evening hours with temperatures falling into the upper 50s. Those clear conditions will continue into the overnight period tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Sunshine for your Thursday and a high of 66 degrees with overcast skies expected for your Thursday night and a low around 36. Sunny skies on Friday to end the work week with a high of 59, staying clear into your Friday night and a low in the upper 30s. More sunshine on Saturday for the beginning of the weekend with a high temperature of 65 degrees, staying mostly clear into Saturday night and a low 41. Partly sunny on Sunday with a high of 64, with a few scattered clouds expected for your Sunday night and a low once again falling into the lower 40s. Sunny conditions Monday for the beginning of the work week and a high of 67, turning partly cloudy once again for your Monday night and a low of 47. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jake Pozesinski on Sunny 101.3.
This school year, keep your children healthy by helping them get the sleep they need. Smartphones have several negative effects when used for any purpose close to bedtime, especially when it comes to growing kids and teens. Bright lights and activity lead to less sleep, poor sleep cycles, poor grades, and worse health. To help with a good night's sleep, make sure they avoid bright lights and encourage them to read a book or magazine before going to sleep. This health tip brought to you by Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Jim Hills in Falls City is your home decorating center. Visit the store at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City. You'll find a well-stocked name brand paint department with all the painting supplies and computerized color matching. Shop the latest in floor covering, window treatments, and accessories to accent and beautify your home. Chat with the friendly staff. They're happy to answer any questions. Jim Hills in Falls City. Call 402-245-4444. That's 402-245-4444.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall?
stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Welcome back to Lincoln North Star High School. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish are leading the Wolves 20-16, our halftime score. John, we've got more state tournament basketball next week.
You know, this time next week, I'll be sitting over at Lincoln East High School, where the Irish boys will be the seventh seed at 17-7, taking on number two Mullen. The Broncos are 23-3 on the season, and they'll be playing next Wednesday at 4 o'clock. Earlier that afternoon at 1:30, Randy, you're going to be at Pinnacle Bank Arena, where it will be the Auburn Bulldogs, undefeated, number one ranked, number one seed, taking on Pierce, a squad that is 21-4 on the year. They are the eighth seed, and that Class B tournament, the Class C1 tournament, that Class D2 tournament, they look both look kind of strong next week.
You know, John, one of the things that this new format has done, where we take our 12 sub-district winners and throw in four wild cards, essentially they changed the tournament into a 16-team tournament. You play eight games to get into the tournament. One of the things that's done is that has really improved the records of the teams that actually make it in here.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing the brackets where every team, all eight teams, has got at least 20 wins.
Yeah.
So that didn't used to happen. Once in a while, you had the occasional 13 and 12 teams slip in, and then you end up with a 40-point blowout in the first round of the tournament. We saw that with Sacred Heart over the years when that would happen. So that new format, I think, has assured us that we get the eight best teams to the state tournament, and they reseed that thing irrespective of geography. That's how you end up running all across the state. We're ready to move into third quarter action. Your Sacred Heart Irish are leading the Wolves of Maywood Hay Center.
Who's that?
I don't know what they lost out there.
Rolling they lost paint. Their painter state.
20-16, the Lady Irish with a 4-point lead. We're just about a half a minute away from getting underway.
Well,
the Maywood fans are fired up out here.
I'll tell you one thing the Irish did in the first half.
What's that?
They have given the Maywood squad, if they had any doubt that they belong here with Sacred Heart, that's gone. They're confident now they can play with this Irish team.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. We're ready to move into second half action. This is the girls' D2 state tournament, Lincoln North Star High School. Third quarter action coming up, and here's John.
Thank you, Randy. Wurtenberger to Trigger from midcourt. Sacred Heart going left to right as we look at it here. It comes back court to Rachel Magdams, the junior guard for the Irish, coming up the floor. And she is picked clean up the floor. Here comes Hitmonic, and she will give the ball back out, and a three-pointer up and well off the mark. Saved in by Widener. So another Irish turnover, and the ball goes inside. It's up. It's no good. Bippet's the rebound. She got knocked down. And a foul will be called on the wall.
Well, with Bippas in that sore knee, you hate to see her hit the floor that hard. Aislinn Brose is going to be called for the personal, John. Her third personal, team foul number one.
I don't disagree with you at all, but her whole career, that's where she's been a lead. Yeah. Every time knocked down on the floor, always getting back up. Here comes Magdans around to the right side, leaving off. Now, into bad pass, into a double team from Wurtenberger, trying to get it into Vonderschmidt. And here come the Wolves up the other way, driving to the block, kicking it back out. No, knocked away. Bippas reached in, got hold of it, and a foul on who?
Probably a Magdans.
Yeah, I didn't even see her down there. Okay.
Rachel picks up her second personal. Team foul number one of the half on the... Back into the game now is Hansaker. Hansaker checks in for Pros.
All right, inbounding Widener from the baseline, lobs it out to the top. Hitmonic. I'm going to call her Hitman. Give the ball off out on the right side. Coming around is Hansen. Gives it to Widener. Floats in the middle. Blocked by Eichhoff. Comes down to Bippas. Bepis to Magdans, over the top to Wurtenberg. Good job to stop and not draw a charge.
I was afraid Wurtenberg was going to turn right into the defender there.
Give it off to Olivia Eichhoff, coming around the left side, pulls up on the edge of the lane, back to Bepis, free throw line, set shot, no, got her own miss, gives off to Magdans, one dribble in, layup, won't go, got it back, and puts it up and in.
Great
Magdans
job.
By a rebound.
Great job, Rachel, staying with us there, John.
Bepis and Magdans, each with an offensive board. They're up six for Sacred Heart now. Take the ball to the right side. Now back to the left into the hand of Hansen. Fires for three off the mark. Bepis with another rebound for the Irish. Number five. She'll dribble it up. Her pass is tipped, but it gets to Eichhoff.
Bepis, the only senior on this team, John. She came to play.
Olivia Eichhoff floats it from the left side. Up, no rebound. Vonderschmidt, turnaround left hand, won't go. And a foul on the rebound called on Sacred Heart.
Looks like the Wurtenberger. Yep, we're going to put that one on Jessica. On Jessica, that's her third personal, team foul number two on the Irish. Timeout on the floor, 6:07 to play third quarter, 22-16. Irish up by six. We're back in 30 on Sunny, 101.3.
In today's world, we all want the best, even the best smile. A healthy, brilliant smile is a sign of good health and high self-esteem. With Dr. Chick James, your dental health provider in Falls City, you get the best, high-quality, family dentistry at an affordable price. From regular checkups to orthodontic services, Dr. James and his experienced staff offer complete dental care. Get the best smile around from the family dental office of Dr. Chick James. Better dental health for you and your family.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back to live action.
All right, here come the Wolves with the basketball up the floor. Hit Monick over to the right side of the ball. Leaves the ball off now to Hansen. Stay hard in that man-to-man defense. Delaney Witt in the ball game for the Irish during the timeout and plays to Wurtenberger. And now here's a steal by Bippas. She takes it away and gives it to Magdans. Rachel up the floor to Bippas, top of the key with the dribble, backing up, looks, needs help, gets it to Eichhoff, wide open, dribbles in, pulls up, in and out, won't go. Bippas the rebound right side, up and got fouled.
Danielle Bippas will be at the line. She'll be shooting two shots here for the Irish. Foul's going to be called on Hitmonic. On Hitmonic, that will be her third personal and team foul number two on the Wolves.
Remember we said earlier, doing the dirty work?
Yeah.
I've got her now for seven rebounds in the ball game. Six. Free throw good.
You look down there, Bepis only has 3 points in the game, but man, she's added a lot of points to the total with her play.
Yep. No doubt. 23-16. Free throw up. That matches the biggest lead of the ball game for the Irish at 8 points.
Now, Irish need to stop here and try and push this thing up to double digits, and then you got to wonder if the Wolves' confidence might start to float away.
Here's a steal. They try to go into Widener. It's stolen by Vonders, but she dribbled it off her foot, and then a blocking foul sends Bippas reeling backwards onto the floor again.
And Widener's going to be at the basket shooting two here. Foul's going to be called on Danielle Bippas, her first personal, team foul number three on the Irish.
Well, spring must officially be here because there's a fly buzzing around here. I didn't really need that.
Widener has made two out of three free throws.
He called that foul on somebody completely different.
Foul was on Bippas.
I know, but that's not what he signaled, and they're asking him at the scorer's table. He's looking. There it is. Okay, that's her first.
Yeah, that's her head.
All right, Widener at the free throw line, up and good. She's got 13. I think everybody knew that was on Bibbs, that guy in the striped shirt. And I thought he said 13 when he signaled over here. Second free throw is up, and in and out, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Icom. She'll give the ball to Magdans, and it's 24-17. Rachel to the front with a left-hand dribble. Moves to the middle, reverses again. Man-to-man defense by the Wolves. Bounce pass into Vonderschmidt, too strong on the shot, rebound, and here comes Bros, throwing the ball up the floor ahead, and a shot off the mark, no good. Oh, my goodness. The one going up was Vonderschmidt. She got, the rebound got hit by a Wolf and by one of her own players. She had had the wind knocked out.
Yeah, Rhonda Smith got undercut. She landed on her backside, on her hip, and on her seat. I don't think her head hit the floor.
No, it's probably landed on Delaney Witt, who was under her.
Yeah, she gets up and kind of trying to shake it off here. The foul is going to be called on Alexis Wood. On Wood, it's her third personal, team foul number three of the half on the Wolves.
Well, Wanderschmidt pulling her lower right back a little bit, which, you know, she does that some anyway. I think it's kind of a...
landed hard.
Yes, she did. Got her feet pushed right out in front of her, and now here comes Witt to the front with the dribble. Now to Magdans. Rachel off the left side, Eichhoff directing traffic, looking. She'll come back to the right, now move to the left wing. At the elbow, off it goes to Bippus, down the lane, up, and can't get it. Rebound grabbed up, and on the run will be Ashlyn Bros, or excuse me, that's Hipmonic. Forces it in, over Eichhoff, no good, and Olivia grabs up the rebound.
Eichhoff got mugged there, oh my.
And now gets it away to Bippus, ahead to Magdans on the left sideline, moving in all the way to the hole, right hand, left side, up and good. Eight for Rachel Magdans, and the lead is nine, the biggest of the game. To the front court. Here comes Hitmonic with the ball. On the elbow, Bippus jumps the pass, stole it, and a push foul when she got the steal made on the Wolves.
Foul is going to be called on Widener. J.C. Widener picks up her second personal. Team foul number four on the Wolves.
Bippus comes out to get a break. That's too bad.
Boy, she got a big round of applause from the Irish.
She should have. Timeout called by the Wolves. They're down by nine. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
I'm Chris McCorney, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Fall City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're a community medical center, every day making a difference.
Sunny 101.3.
4:03 left to play in the third quarter here at Lincoln North Star. The Irish with their biggest lead of the game, up by nine at 26-17. And John, Sacred Heart's got the basketball. Wouldn't points this trip be big?
It would be big. Let's see, is there been no three-pointers made in this ball game on the Irish side and none on the Hayes Center side either that I can find on my score sheet? All right, Sacred Heart.
Haven't been a lot of three-pointers even attempted, really.
No, Littrell enters the ball game for the Irish now as Bippus set down there right before the timeout. Eichhoff will inbound. Here comes full-court pressure now. Magdans breaks free, but they go to to Witt. Blaney couldn't make a clean catch, but has it now. To the front she goes. Goes to a corner, now over to Magdans. Rachel, between the circles, dribbling up around the pick at the key. Out it goes to Eichhoff. Had it knocked away, gets it back. Now she'll dribble into the free throw circle. Pulls up, 15-footer. There you go. Eichhoff with her first field goal of the ball game, and the Irish are now up by 11. To the front court. Hansen with it on the right side. Leaves it back, hands it away to Bros. Bros pass stolen by Vonderschmidt. Vonderschmidt run it out at the other end. Layup is good. Back-to-back boost by the Irish. Double figures for Vonderschmidt. Long pass up the floor. Down 13 now are the Wolves. With it, Bros, left side. Hitmonic with the basketball. Moves right now left to the baseline. Gets cut off and gets it back out now to Wider, who has not handled the ball much here in the third quarter. Off the right side the other way. Hansen will fire up. No rebound. Tipped by the Irish. Off Vonderschmidt's hand, out of bounds, it'll belong to the Wolves.
Well, the Irish have opened up a 13-point lead, their biggest lead of the game. There's under 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. And right about now, it's kind of do-or-die time for the Wolves.
All right, in the Cubs, Littrell to Magdans. She wanted to throw the baseball pass, now does on the third try. Ahead, Witt goes up, came up short. We've got bodies all over the floor. Widener comes up limping out of there. Witt was on the floor, and a foul on Delaney Witt.
Delaney's going to get called for the personal on Delaney. That is her second personal foul. Team foul number four on the Irish. 2:42 to play. Now in the third quarter, Sickler Hart up by 13.
At least three girls piled up down there under that basket. It comes in to hit Monick, and Eichhoff running with her. Really, that was Witt, and she stepped out of bounds.
Now Witt just kind of bumped her out of bounds there and got away with it. Hit Monick is not happy. She looks at her coach and says, "What do I do? You know, she pushed me out."
Well,
good
push
job.
Her back.
Yeah, good defense by Delaney Witt.
13-point lead for the Irish now. Witt with the basketball to inbound. Comes into Vonderschmidt. Takes the handoff, and Arison moves left back to Witt. There's a three ball on the way up and on the rim. No, rebound kept alive by Littrell. Now we have a held ball. Yes, we do, and it will go to the Wolves.
Down to 2:29 to play here in the third quarter. 30-17, Irish by 13. Class D2 state tournament action. Near the top of the hour, this is KLZA, Fall City, Nebraska, Sunny 101.3. Timeout on the floor. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
John, we observed a lot of things during the timeout. So Sacred Heart cheering section tried to get the wave cheer going. Folks from Maywood didn't want any part of that. They were doing their own foot stomping cheer across the way.
Well, I don't blame it. You got to get up and down two or three times. Up the floor, ball loose, picked up. Eichhoff had it, lost it. It goes back, and now it's off the hands of Reutner, out of bounds, down underneath the basket.
Sometimes, Ari Vondersmith, just her very presence can be intimidating, and that's what happened to Reutner right there. Vondersmith was with her. The ball got away out of bounds.
Inbounding, Eichhoff, and her pass stolen on the inbound. Caught on the side, she throws it right to Vondersmith. Vondersmith up the floor with a left-hand dribble, leaves it back to Magdans.
No hurry here now, John.
2:10 to go.
Run your offense.
Pass the ball across the right side to Eichhoff. Moving with the left hand to the free throw line. Leaves it off to Witt. Witt underneath Vonderschmidt. Went up and got it. Left hand, right side. It's up and good. She's got a dozen.
Boy, give Delaney Witt credit for the assist there. Great job getting the ball into Vonderschmidt's hands.
Lead is now up to 15, and the Wolves nearly lose it again. Just not watching the ball that time. A sloppy play. Bounce pass off. The basketball now. Hansager driving the left side on Littrell. Pulls up, shoots. No, but a blocking foul on Sacred Heart.
Probably Littrell, I think, is going to get this one.
Yep. Her first.
All right. On Emma Littrell, her first personal, and I have that as team foul number 5.
You're right. Olivia Hansen shooting a pair here. Up. And on the rim, no good. She'll get another one. All right, Eichhoff out. Lauren Malone back in for the Irish.
That's Hansaker at the line, John. Hansaker. 22.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Okay. Excuse me. Second one up. Second one good. 22 and not 23. Malone will inbound the ball to Magdans. Gets away from a defender. Heads up the sideline. Working to the middle of the floor. Pulls up left side, Littrell. On the baseline and back out to Magdans with a minute 20 to go in the third quarter. Magdans around the right side. Free throw line jumper, no good. Rebound grabbed up this time. It's Hansen.
Wolves have yet to score a field goal in this quarter. They only have 2 free throws to show for this whole period.
Shot blocked by Lauren Malone, and then a foul called. Foul on Lauren Malone. That did not make her father happy.
No.
He's sitting down here. I think I could hurt him debating
that
call.
Yeah, oh, my goodness. Yeah.
At the line, Bros. Free throw, good. Now, let's face it, Lauren don't get a lot of block shots.
Only 3 points this quarter for the Wolves. They've all come from the free throw line.
Olivia Eichhoff into the game, and Lauren Malone will take a seat. with 1:09 to go. Irish, they get the ball back. They may try to play for one here to end the quarter. Bros is ready. Up. Got it again. And here comes Pippis back in for Littrell. So Irish put a little more offense on the floor here. Magdans will throw it in from the baseline to Witt against the pressure. Witt coming up the floor. And now gets to the front court, pass to the middle to Vonderschmidt between the circles, off to Magdans. Magdans working around, and now to Pippis. 1 minute to go. Bippis underneath, pass, thrown away, and got called for traveling before she threw the pass.
Well, that's not what you didn't want to have happen.
I have seen more traveling calls in this game than I have all year.
So now with under a minute to go, the Wolves have the ball.
32-20, here they come with the basketball up the floor. Hansen, guarded by Magdans, who reaches in, knocks it away. Did she foul her? Nope, just went out of bounds. Inbounding in front of her bench. Olivia Hansen. Hansen out top, Widener. Top of the key, left side for Bros. Passes down in the corner and off the Irish. Out of bounds with 38 seconds to go in the quarter.
Rachel Magdans with good defense there to swat that pass away.
Lead is down to 12. Bounce pass in. Oh, there's a no foul there on the Irish. Holy cow. This knocked two players to the floor and didn't get a foul. And then Delaney went and moves up and barely touches somebody out top and gets hammered with a foul.
Delaney's third personal. We're in the 1-1 now. I think that's Bros at the line.
Bros just made a couple. It's up and it's in. It's out. No good. And Bippis grabs up the rebound for the Irish.
Irish up by 12. 30 seconds to go.
Magdan crosses midcourt. Right side to Eichhoff. Olivia with the basketball against the man-to-man defense here. Dribbling out top. No call, no count going. Now it is. Ball knocked loose. Magdans picks it up. Her defender falls down, or one of them did. 12 on the clock. Magdans to the left. Gives it off to Witt. Working the right side to the elbow. Back in the middle. Vonderschmidt, top of the key. Down the lane to the corner. Shot on the way up. No good for Eichhoff. And the Irish lead after three. 32-20. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
32-20, the Irish stretched their lead out in that third quarter, outscoring Maywood 12-4. Randy Gatula, it was not a good quarter for the Maywood Hayes Center offense.
No, they failed to score from the field. All four of their points came at the free throw line. They hit 4 out of 7 from the charity stripe. All right, Irish with the basketball, 8 minutes away from advancing here in the tournament. Bippis at the free throw line, backs it out between the rings, top of the circle, works to the right wing, hands it to Eichhoff. Olivia Eichhoff works to the left side of the lane, comes back to Vonderschmidt. Vonderschmidt, 12-foot jumper, up off, no good. Rebound brought down by Olivia Hansen. Down court pass, it comes in a hurry to Bros on the right side. Ball stolen right back by Magdans. Good defense there by Rachel Magdans. She gives it up to Bippis. Bippis to the right side. Ooh, Eichhoff. Got away with one there.
Yeah, didn't have control of the ball.
Yeah, that's probably. Yeah, you're right. Eichhoff into the corner left side. Witt will try a long three that's over the top, but the rebound to Bippis. Back up top now. Magdans for three. It's off, but no good. And a fight for the rebound. The foul's going to be called on the baseline against the Irish.
Foul on Delaney Witt's going to be number four, and it's free throws at the other end.
John, I'm not sure that's what the Irish want to be doing. You're up by 12. You're into the fourth quarter, and all of a sudden they're popping three threes in a row. They're great if they go down.
Yeah, just
but you've got time to work for a better shot here. There's no rush.
I learned that juggling and no traveling the other night out at Hampton when a kid bobbled the ball and ran about 14 feet.
There's a free throw up and off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, Whitener, put back up and good. Whitener's having a good ball game. She got that one down. Idemonic missed the free throw. All right, 10-point ball game, 32-22. Down court, Eichhoff on the right side. She traveled. Another turnover. Olivia Eichhoff has had a tough time over here today.
Yeah, and generally she's not a real nervous type. She's played, had double-figure ball games at state before.
All right, back the other direction come the Wolves. Setting the offenses, Ashlyn Bros to the left side. That's Alexis Wood. Jump shot, Widener, short off the front of the rim. Battle for the rebound. Widener chases after it. Is this going to go on the Irish?
Yeah, they're looking at Eichhoff.
Oh, my.
I'll just be honest with you, Randy. I've seen some calls here today that I'm not. The view down there on the floor has got to be a lot different than it is up here.
Olivia Eichhoff picks up the personal. At the free throw line is Ashlyn Bros. She's two out of three from the line, has 2 points. Free throw is up and good. Second shot coming here on the 1-1. 32-23. The lead is back to single digits, down to 9. Irish led by as much as 15. Timeout taken on the floor. 6:47 to go. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Andy Gatula, John Nixon, back with you here at Lincoln North Star High School. Scott Cox, our producer-engineer for this evening's broadcast, high school basketball. At the free throw line, Ashlyn Bros shooting the second of two. She's made 3 out of 4 so far. This one is up and off, no good. And there with the rebound is Ari Vondersmith. Vondersmith outlet pass to Magdans. Down court comes Magdans. Works one-on-one against Olivia Hansen. Magdans lowers her shoulder and takes Hansen for a little ride. To the right side, Lauren Malone in the corner. Malone got fouled here on the right side by Ashlyn Bros.
Bros will pick up her fourth foul. Team foul number 5. That's a white dress. I've got 5. That doesn't look right.
All right, back into the game now comes Hansaker, Stevie Hansaker in for the Wolves. Inbound the pass into the corner, Magdans. Magdans gives it out to Wertenberger. She stands on the right wing. Left-handed dribble, Wertenberger takes it to the free throw line. Back up top, Biffus. Biffus goes around the defender, lost the handle. She'll get called for carrying the ball. And now the turnover bug is starting to bite the Irish here, John.
Well, came back. Now that's 14.
So with 6:18 to play in the ballgame, the Irish are still up by 9, but hit Monique and her teammates, they have every intention of putting this thing more competitive. There's a Widener shot is up. It goes out of bounds. And they're going to say blocked away by the Irish. I think Magdans blocked it. So it'll be Wolves basketball under their own basket. Left side of the backboard is where they'll toss it in. To Widener in the corner. There's Lauren Malone to tip it away from Widener. Malone does that. She's got good hands defensively. Gets in there and tips that ball away. I think you use the term, some of them, they're just a pest once in a while out there. Inbounding to Widener.
She's like a fly that was in here a while ago.
Yeah, Widener corner. Baseline right side. Holds the ball above her head. Skip pass to the top of the key. Brings it up to Hansen. Hansen had it knocked away. Picked up by Hitmonic. Hitmonic is double teamed. Lobbed back to Hansen. Hansen tries to work inside against Wertenberger. Ball is loose out of bounds. It'll be Sacred Heart basketball. Widener turned it over. Good tight defense under there again. Putting pressure on her was Wertenberger.
Yep, did a good job there.
5:49 to go in the ballgame, 32-23. Sacred Heart up by 9. Inbound the pass. Comes in. They get it in to Ari Vondersmith. Back to Wertenberger. She brings it down unmolested across the timeline. Nobody even chased her defensively. Wertenberger, left side of the lane, backs it back out onto the left wing. to the top of the key. Comes up with the basketball to Bippus. It goes right back to Wurtenberger. They've got time here. Nothing to hurry. Get work for a good shot. Lauren Malone, left side of the lane. They took a couple of threes on
Look at him guarding Magdans over there in that corner.
I know. They're going to box her down. So.
A double dribble.
And that was an unforced error there. Again, the turnover bug. The Irish have just been lucky that the Wolves haven't taken advantage of each of these.
You know, Rachel's not going to be able to stand in that corner with somebody guarding her with a sideline and the baseline both like that.
That's not going to work. Hit Monique with the basketball at the top of the key. Ring to the right side to Widener. Widener holds it above her head. Gives it up top to Brose. Iceland Brose. Bounce pass inside to Widener. Ball tipped away. Hit Monique comes up with it. A collision, a whistle, and we're going to have a foul called on Wurtenberger.
It's going to be her fourth foul. She was chasing down a ball knocked loose again by Lauren Malone.
That's a 19 foul. The next one, it'll be a double bonus.
That is 10.
That is 10. Okay. That means at the line, Hit Monique will be shooting two. She's 0 for 3 from the line so far this evening. The shot is up and off. She got it. Got it to fall. Looked like it was going to roll off of there, and then it somehow found the hole, John.
Just never know.
Hit Monique has made it an 8-point game. She'll try and cut it to 7. Free throw is on the way. It's up. It's short, but the rebound comes down. Widener, follow shot up off. No good. And the rebound still goes to the Wolves. Top of the key, Hit Monique. Hit Monique goes to the left side with it. Gets it over to Hanson. Hanson feeds Hit Monique in the paint. Out in the corner. Long three is up off the rim, and there is Vondersmith with the rebound defensively. Vondersmith, outlet pass. Gives it up. Magdans. Down near 4.5 minutes to go now. 4:35, clock running. Vondersmith, or rather to the right, to the near side. Magdans gives it to Malone. Malone bounce pass. Now driving the baseline on the left side. They feed it back up top. Vondersmith with the basketball on the right wing is Wurtenberger. Oh, just for a minute, Bippus was all alone there. She got away from the defender. Now back to Bippus at the top of the key. Bippus gives it up to Magdans. Magdans on the dribble. They chase. Oh, there's a huge collision. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Widener.
That'll be Widener's third foul and team foul number 6.
Not yet in the shooting here. Clock is down near the 4-minute mark. 4:08 to go in the game. Irish clinging to an 8-point lead. Timeout on the floor. 32-24. Irish up. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, John, the score clock here at Lincoln North Star shows that we have 4 minutes and 8 seconds left to play in this Class D2 state tournament game. 32-24. The Irish still up by 8, but they were up by 15. That's got to be a little bit of a cause for concern here for Coach Luke Sandel.
Well, the good news is they're winning and not shooting well. Better news is the other team is really not shooting very well.
Well, the turnover bug had kind of got to them there for a little bit. They gave several possessions up. Irish will have the basketball when live action is resumed. Danielle Bippus, the lone senior on the team, will inbound it and gets it into Rachel Magdans. Magdans gets bumped, goes into the paint, floats in for the little floater. Couldn't get it down! Now a battle for the rebound. Coming out is Hit Monique with the basketball. Wolf down in a hurry to the right side. Widener. Widener wants the ball. Whoa! Jump ball is going to be called, and Widener throws Danielle Bippus to the floor. Widener is not happy.
Oh, it was simply a terrific play by Bippus.
Yeah, it was. Bippus just reached in there and locked her up for the jump. Here's a long three, top of the key, off the rim, rebound Bippus. Took it away from Widener. Bippus looked at Widener right in the eye when she took that one down. You think these girls don't play with emotion, John? It's not just the boys that get upset. On the right side is Lauren Malone. Malone, they chase after her. She dribbles away from the defender across to Wurtenberger on the left elbow. 3.5 minutes to play. Wurtenberger gives it up. Magdans. Wurtenberger knocked to the floor. No helping her up either.
foul will go on Olivia Hansen, her second. Just for a minute, I was making sure they called that on the Wolves.
Yeah, foul's going to be number seven, so we're in the 1-1. Wertenberger will be at the line. Jessica has made 3 out of 4 from the line, shooting 1-1. Shot is up and good. Jessica Wertenberger will have the and one come in. She's got 4 points. They've all come from the charity stripe. 33-24. Irish up by 9. Jessica can make it a 10-point lead. Shot is up. It's good. She got them both. No wear and tear whatsoever on the rim on those two shots.
No, good job.
Right down the middle of the nylon. 34-24. Irish by 10. 3:18 to go in the ball game here in the state tournament. Widener in the corner left side, guarded by Bippus. Her pass is going to be wide of the mark and go out of bounds. She was looking at the top of the key for Ashland Bros, and at the very second she let go of the ball, Bros broke for the basket. It goes out of bounds.
3:11 left in this fourth quarter. The Irish have the ball and the lead by 10.
Be sure and stay tuned for our postgame show this evening. We'll wrap this one up. John will break down all the numbers for you of this one. Boy, getting bumped around in backcourt is Magdan. She gets it across the timeline to Malone over on the right wing. Lauren Malone holds the ball for a minute to make people come and chase her. Now Malone gets a pick set by Vonderspit. Gives it to Wertenberger on the left elbow. To Malone in the corner. Deep baseline left side. Malone dribbles around two defenders. She's back out near the midcourt circle getting bumped around. We'll have a whistle and the foul is going to be called on the Wolves, John.
31, Widener again. Yes, it was. That's your fourth.
Well, she'll have to be careful now. Widener, their leading scorer on the season and their leading scorer tonight. At the free throw line, Lauren Malone. Malone has not scored yet this evening. Free throw is on the way. It's up. It's off. Won't go. Rebound comes down to the Wolves. 2:45 to go in the ballgame. A 10-point lead for Sacred Heart. Ball almost got away over here from Olivia Hansen. Hansen, guarded by Wertenberger, feeds it up top. Left side with the ball. Hit Monty. Wertenberger chases her. Hansen goes all the way to the corner baseline. Malone there. Oh, hit Monty. Gave a little stutter step. Wertenberger. And Jessica will sit down. That is her fifth, John.
The bad part for the Irish, she is the team's leading free throw shooter, right around 80% or a little over on the air.
And she'll lead the ball game. Wertenberger sets out. Jessica finishes with 5 points tonight. She got all five of those from the free throw line, John. I've got her on 5 out of 6 shooting from the charity stripe.
Olivia Eichhoff back in along with Delaney Witt for the Irish now.
Hit Monique is 1 of 4 so far tonight. Here shooting 2 shots. First one is up, off no good. Hit Monique now 1 of 5 from the line. Another attempt coming. 2:27 to go. We're under 2.5 minutes to play. It's a 10-point Irish lead. Hit Monique, second free throw. It's on the way. It's up, and it is off. Oh, Bippus comes down with the rebound. Great job. Danielle Bippus. She's
That's
got 4
10
points.
Boards.
Yeah, she's got 4 points, but she is so important to this team. What do we got here?
Foul will be on Hansen, her third, and that will put Rachel Magdan to the line.
Where she'll be shooting 1 and 1. Let's see what Rachel does. She's 2 out of 4 from the line, I believe. I've got her with 8 points in the ballgame. Magdan's at the line. Checking into the game comes Hansaker, replacing Hansen, is it? No, replacing Wood. So at the line, Rachel Magdan shooting 1 and 1. Free throw is on the way. Got it! Boy, they're big right here, John.
Yes, they are.
They're huge here, just for the psychological part of it. Because you look at the clock, and now it's an 11-point lead with 2:23 to go. Magdan's second free throw. It's on the way. Got it! Right down the middle. Atta girl. Rachel put him down when we needed him. 12-point lead now for the Irish. 36-24. 2:15 to go in the ballgame. On the left wing, here's a long three that's up and off the rim, but the rebound comes to Widener. Widener works it. Oh, my goodness.
I'll tell you, Vonderschmidt had Widener guarded on the backside. She turned around and bumped hard into Rachel Magdan and bumped her so hard it knocked her off balance, and she traveled.
Yeah, who parked that pickup there?
Goodness.
She thinks she ran into an F-150 when she turned the corner. Down court. Oh, look at
that. Oh, you got to call that. You can't run along and grab him from behind and not call an intentional foul.
They're not going to.
Nope.
She grabbed her around the waist.
She gets two anyway, but you don't get the ball back.
Yeah, you don't get the ball back. So Magdan, they grabbed her around the waist like they were going to try to tackle her. Magdan goes to the line, shooting 2. Shot is on the way. This one is off. Couldn't get it to fall. She'll have another. Meanwhile, the clock, folks, is down to 2:04 to go. The Irish are up by 12, 36-24. If Sacred Heart can get the win here, they'll play tomorrow at 11:15 at Pinnacle Bank Arena. We'll have it here on Sunny. Second shot is up and good for Rachel Magnans. 37-24, a 13-point lead. 2 minutes to go. Jump shot, right side up, off, no good. Widener, rebound, shot is up and good. She got it.
Well, she did a heck of a job there because she got the rebound, and she literally jumped back into Bippas, forcing the foul, and got the ball in the hole.
J.C. Widener, a senior, 5'10", playing in what may be her final game of her high school career, and she's playing well. Shot is up. This is off. No good. The rebound comes down to Eichhoff. Eichhoff with the basketball. Long down court pass to Delaney Witt. Delaney Witt on the dribble. A cross court pass. Brings it up to Magdans. Magdans just dribbles between the rings. Works to the right lane. Reach in foul. Going to be called. It's going to be on Hansen. Maybe?
Olivia Hansen. Be her fourth. Here's my trivia question of the day, Randy, for you. Sacred Heart has been to the state tournament 10 years in a row here of this current crop here today. How many of these girls have made a three-point basket of the state tournament?
Probably all of them.
No, that's the incorrect answer.
One.
One?
Okay.
And none of them today.
First free throw is up and good for Rachel Magdan. She'll have another shot coming here. Lead is back to 12. Shot is up. This one is short off the front. That one did not go. And down court quickly come the Wolves. Bounce pass in the corner. Widener, turnaround shot, forces it up, got her own rebound. Follow shot, Widener, still can't get it. Rebound, Vondersmith. They're reaching in on Vondersmith. Not sure who they're going to get for this one, but it's going to be Vondersmith at the free throw line.
42, is she out there? Yep, she is. That's Alexis Wood, her fourth.
All right, at the free throw line will be Erin Vondersmith. Let's see what we've got for Vondersmith. She's got 12 points. She's 4 out of 4 from the line in this ballgame.
Uh-oh.
Free throw is on the way. It's up, and it's good. Make that 5 out of 5. You thought I put the...
I did.
The old radio announcer's
I thought you hammered her right there.
An announcer's curse, they call that.
Rachel Magdans, the only Irish player currently to have made a three-pointer at state.
About that. Second shot is up. It's good also for Harry Vondersmith. Things looking pretty good for the Irish now, John. Up by 14 points with a minute 25 to go in the game. Wolves getting kind of desperate here. Widener bumps into Bippa. Shot is up. Widener doesn't get it. Whistle foul. Foul's probably on Delaney Witt. And Delaney's done for the day, I think. That should be her fifth, the way I see
it. That's what I've got.
Delaney Witt fouls out of the ballgame. And that'll send to the free throw line, J.C. Widener. Let's see what J.C.'s done. She's got 16 points today. Here's Ella Simon going to get into the state tournament. Simon checks in, replacing Delaney Witt. Ella Simon, a 5'5 junior, making her first appearance in the ballgame. And Widener at the line. Free throw is up. It's good. Have another shot coming here. That puts the lead down to 13, but the clock is the important thing, John. We're down to 1:20 to go here. Widener's second free throw is up. It's good. Well, they keep chipping away at it. Now we're down to a 12-point lead, 40-28. Inbound to pass, Vondersmith. She gets knocked to the floor. Got rid of the ball to Magdans. Down court. Come to Bippas. Bippas walks with it. She'll be called for traveling. Well, Danielle turned around to go up court, and there was a defender right in front of her. No place to go. And yet another turnover. So they're trying to keep it interesting here, John. Minute 13 to go here in the D2 state tournament. Irish with the lead by 12. Again, stay tuned for our post-game wrap-up. Farm Bureau Financial Services will present that wrap-up at the end of the game. Here's a jump ball called. Widener got tied up on the baseline. Good defense there by the Irish.
Bippas again.
Full court pressure by the Wolves. Magdans will inbound it against the press in backcourt. Gets it into Vondersmith. Vondersmith back to Magdans. She'll bring it up court. They're going to chase her. She gets it across the timeline. Magdans works to the left side. 55 seconds. Top of the key. They decided not to foul here, John.
Looks like it. That's what I was thinking. Well, I guess not.
Still going after the ball. There's Olivia Hansen. She just fouled out, too. Hansen's done.
49 seconds ago, Hansen did not score in this ball game today.
Hansaker will come in to replace her. 49 seconds to play. Sacred Heart up by 12, 40-28. Rachel Magdan's at the free throw line. I've lost count on Rachel. I think she's made six of them. Maybe six of ten. This one's up.
And one.
7 of 11. Magdan's doing well. A lot of free throws here. The Irish are going to have
8 of 11 right now.
Okay, Irish are going to have a huge free throw advantage in this game when we add up the numbers. Second shot is up and good also for Sacred Heart.
Good thing, because they don't have a field goal this fourth quarter.
I know that. 42-28, 14-point lead. Widener on the right wing, 40 seconds to play. Widener has the ball tipped away by Vondersmid and knocked out of bounds. I want to talk about the lone senior on the team again, Danielle Bippas. Not a lot of points, but, man, has she played some great basketball today.
Double-digit rebound.
Yeah, big job defensively. Just huge. With the basketball, Hitmonic. They feed it to the left side. Across court, back to Hitmonic. Between the rings, top of the circle. Hitmonic guarded by Eichhoff. Hitmonic's pass deflected away by Vondersmith. They were looking for Widener on the baseline. The ball goes up into the stands here. Young man hesitantly returns it.
Don't you get to keep it if it goes in the stands?
Down to 26 seconds to go. Lob pass into Widener. Right back into the corner. Long three, baseline right side up and good. Rose with her first field goal of the game. Hits a three. Full court pressure. They get it down to Eichhoff. Eichhoff chased by Hitmonic into forecourt with 12 seconds. No sense in fouling now, ladies. 9 seconds to go. Holding the ball. Magdans. They're going to let time run out. Sacred Heart's going to win this puppy. 42-31, your final score, 42-31, Sacred Heart with the win in the first round of the D2 State Basketball Tournament here in Lincoln. Stay tuned, we'll be right back in 2 minutes with the Farm Bureau Financial Services postgame report. That's coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, I'm Andy Armbruster, and I have a lot of great reasons for you to bring your GM, Chrysler, Dodge, or Jeep vehicle to Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City for service. Our factory-trained technicians have the tools and experience to protect your investment. And we understand your busy schedule, so for your convenience, we'll pick up and deliver your vehicle. So for your next service or repair, bring your GM, Chrysler, Dodge, or Jeep to Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City.
You might know that State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has great service. He is your good neighbor, after all. But did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates, too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Fall City. So call State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall at 402-245-4312 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A world leader in manufacturing equipment for air transportation, agricultural, and material handling industries, Fast Global Solutions is now hiring for day, night, and weekend shifts. Fast Global Solutions has openings in Auburn and Fall City. They are seeking welding, machinist, assembly, painter, and prep, material handling, and more. Apply today at fastsolutions.com/careers. Fast Global Solutions is an equal opportunity employer.
Spring is around the corner, and that means planting season for our local farmers. F&M Bank is here for farmers and their financing needs because we know growing crops is not cheap or easy. At F&M Bank, we offer good rates, and decisions are made quickly by lenders that know you and your operation. Come visit with Derek, Alex, or Rod to have a successful planting season. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Welcome back to Lincoln North Star High School, where the Sacred Heart Irish have just picked up a win over Maywood Wolves, 42-31. It's time now for the Farm Bureau Financial Services postgame show. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect in Auburn, or visit with Weston Witt in Fall City. Now here to break down all the numbers is John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. The numbers are they're a little odd. Sacred Heart today wins it 42-31, the final, improving to 25-2 on the season, while Maywood Hayes Center finishes the year 24 wins and 3 losses on the season. Scoring today, we'll do Maywood Hayes Center first. They are led by J.C. Widener. She had 19 points in the ball game this afternoon, 19 for Widener. She finishes her high school career. 6 points for Ashlyn Brose in the ball game. 5 for Stevie Hansaker in the ball game, and 1 for Kylie Hotmonic. The Wolves go 10 of 22 in the free throw line. You got this one plugged in, Randy. I'll ask you that. Okay. For the Irish today, they are led by Arison Vonderschmidt and Rachel Magdans, which is what you would expect, the 14 points apiece in today's ball game. 14 for the two Irish juniors who are their leading scorers on the season. After that, it is 5 points for Jessica Wurtenberger in the ball game today. 4 points for Danielle Bippis. 2 points for Emma Littrell. 5 for Jessica Wurtenberger, I said, and 3 for Olivia Eichhoff. The Irish win the game, Randy. Fourth quarter, they made 10 of 13 free throws, 22 of 30 the game. The only downside, they didn't make a field goal in the fourth quarter. Coach Luke Sandel, I'm sure that's not what you wanted to hear when you got up here, but I knew you already know.
What was it? We didn't make a field goal?
You did make a field goal in the fourth quarter, but you did make 10 out of 13 free throws.
I'm not sure how many field goals you made for the whole game. I don't know. That was not pretty.
No, you didn't win any pretty points. Well, you should have had 10 field goals because they had 22 at the line, 42 in the game, and no three-pointers today. So there's room to improve for tomorrow.
Oh, hell, that somebody said, hey, you survived. And I guess when you get here, that's the bottom line. I'm pretty ugly, whatever. It definitely wasn't a masterpiece, but I'm grateful to move on.
Yeah, Coach, it looked like the turnover bug was biting you for a while. You couldn't stand prosperity. You got up by 15 and then 3 or 4 quick turnovers. And, you know, credit the Wolves. They capitalized on those turnovers.
I think it was kind of common. I thought we were tight. I thought we looked nervous. You know, that first half, girls were dribbling off their shoes and throwing it away. And, I mean, that one time we had a missed layup down there, then they went and got a layup on the other way. So, you know, we just weren't very sharp early on. But I guess the biggest thing is we played defense, right, you know, and we were able to keep that lead, whether it was 2, 4, 6. I was hoping we could maybe get it to 10, you know, get a little bit of comfort, but then I didn't get half. It was at 4, and then we came out in the third quarter and got a few easy buckets, and it kind of got close to 10. But give credit to them. I knew they were going to be good, but they were more athletic than I saw on film.
Coach, what do you say to your girls in the huddle down there? You were up by 15, and all of a sudden, in a blink of an eye, it's a 7-point lead. They take a timeout. What do you talk about in the huddle in that situation?
We try and get some composure out of them. Some of them, I didn't like the look in their eyes. It's just that glossy, I don't look. And you can tell, something like that. Some of them just didn't have their A game today. You know, it's state tournament, you know, being up here, nerves, all those things. That's part of it. But we win, and hopefully we can get that settled down going into tomorrow.
Coach, John and I talked about Danielle Bippis. She finishes the game with only 4 points. But we were talking about how valuable the senior was to you out on that floor, defensively, rebounding, all the things she does for you.
Yeah, I mean, and she's beat up, you know. So she just battles, and she has a good feel. You know, Arison was supposed to take away that Widener girl, but Danielle, she's always on the prowl looking to take that lob over the top, so she had a couple nice steals for us in there as well. We just wish she could score a little bit for us, but she played well.
11 rebounds for her, 10 for Arison Vonderschmidt. They did a nice job on the boards after the first quarter. That was a bugaboo, too. You couldn't get a rebound in the first quarter.
I don't know. I'm just flustered. We'll have to go back and watch. I'm not sure.
Well,
they did a good job taking Rachel away, I think, with some of it, taking the ball out of her hands, and the other guards didn't want it, and that's why the first half was so ugly.
Coach, you got the win. Now you stick around. You got Chambers, Wheeler, Central, and Why Not playing the next game coming up here at 6:30. Obviously, you're going to stay and scout that one. What do you know about them right now?
Well, Why Not's Why Not, right? I think everybody kind of wrote them off again, but you know, every loss they have is to a C-size school, so I wouldn't bet against them here. But you know, in March, and CWC, they're loaded. I had one loss maybe, I think, on the year. They got a bunch of seniors. They got an all-state of that Ramsey girl. So that should be an entertaining one tonight. So we're going to have our hands full no matter what.
It looks like with this new format, with they take the 12 sub-district winners, throw in the 4 wild cards, and then play a 16-team play-in to come to state, looks to me like that's maybe doing a little better job of getting the best 8
sure.
We're seeing a lot of 20-plus win teams. There really aren't any cupcakes that make it to the tournament anymore, are there?
No, not at all. I mean, this is the third year of it, and every first round, you know, you're sweating it. In the old days, you might want to get one of those teams coming in that, you know, would have been a sub-state final type game, but you're getting the best. It did its job. You're getting the best 8 teams here for sure.
Well, I'll finish with this, Coach. Congratulations. The good news is, you advanced. You didn't play your best basketball today.
So.
Everybody knows that. But it could hopefully only going to get better from here.
Right. We can tell the girls that, hey, that one's gone. You know, some of that pressure's gone. Just go out tomorrow. We just got to play.
Everybody's okay, right, Coach?
We just got a few girls with a few bruises here or there. But, I mean, they're going to play. We'll be all right.
All right, Coach. Thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Thank you.
All right. That's Coach Luke Sando, the head girls basketball coach at Sacred Heart, stopping by. And we appreciate Luke coming by to visit with us, John.
Yes.
With the win, the Irish tomorrow will play at 11:15 at Pinnacle Bank Arena. They'll play the winner of the upcoming game between Chambers Wheeler Central and Why Not. That's scheduled for a 6:30 tip-off here at Lincoln North Star. And that game, 11:15, will probably on the air around 11 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll be right here on Sunny 101.3. John and I will be anxious to bring you that next round.
I expect Why Not to be there. I don't know. Even though CWC is 23-1.
I wouldn't bet on either one of them.
I know. Why Not's won 7 of the last 10 state titles in D2. That is re-won by the Irish.
Yeah, so we'll have to see how it all turns out. So, John, thank you. It's been a good time this afternoon and this morning. A couple of good ball games here. Recapping the games that have been played here so far at North Star. Our first game of the morning saw the Humphrey St. Francis Flyers defeat Sterling. 73-41 was the final in that one. Then it was Mullen over Exeter Milligan, 53-30. So Milligan, Mullen, and St. Francis will square off at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning at Pinnacle Bank Arena. The game just completed, 42-31. Irish win. They'll face Chambers Wheeler Central or Why Not at 11:15 tomorrow. So that about wraps it up for our live coverage of the state basketball tournament from here at Lincoln North Star. For John Nixon and Scott Cox, our producer-engineer, we leave you with the final score, the Sacred Heart Irish 42 and the Maywood Wolves 31. Good evening, everyone. You've been listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.